Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I know they've played more games than that, but I'm not, you know what? I'm not watching them play Green Bay. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm not watching them play UT Chattanooga. It's okay. I'll see enough KU basketball games to form my opinions. Those games, I'm out on. I'm going to give you my 1,000-foot view opinions based off what I watched yesterday. The first thing is very specific to this one game, but it's hard for me just to kind of shake. I have spent my entire life, every day of my life, in fear of Kansas. When you cheer for Missouri, there is a school that walks around you and they are clearly superior than you are. They have the iconic venue. They have the history. I mean, Wilt Chamberlain went to the University of Kansas. The rules of basketball are at the University of Kansas. Dr. James Naismith, the creator of the game, his name is on the floor. He coached at the University of Kansas. They are the standard. They are the blueprint. They are everything that is good and great about college basketball. And you're in fear of that. You're in awe of that in some ways. Hearing them talked about like a mid-major yesterday was very jarring to me. The entire tone of the broadcast was, well, we know KU can't win, but they're playing hard. Now, I agree with it. I didn't think the KU had a chance to win yesterday. The bookmakers didn't think the KU had a chance to win. There was never a moment in that game where I thought the Kansas was going to beat Duke in the game. But just to go from how I have felt about Kansas for almost every single day of my life to now hearing the broadcast pat them on the head for a moral victory, to see their fans happy that they just played hard and put up a good effort and didn't embarrass us. It's just not the Kansas that I grew up with. So it's uncomfortable. It makes me feel weird. I miss when KU had their swagger. They didn't have that yesterday, and I understand why they didn't, because of Darren Peterson. So that's number one. Number two, I don't want to take away from the fact of I did think that they played hard. And in a game in which I thought the other team just had more manpower, more bullets in the gun, more weapons, I thought that KU gave you a complete 40-minute effort. And I thought they did everything within their ability to try to win that game, and they just didn't have enough. And honestly, I actually think Bill Self failed them a little bit yesterday. I want to tell you guys something that basketball people know, and you probably know this too. Coaches foul out more players than the officials.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Officials do. There was a moment in the game in which Florey got his second foul in the game. He got his second foul. KU was now at a crossroads. Coaches do this all the time. You're scared. You're worried about your player picking up his third foul. So you make the decision to sit down your player for an extended period in the game. When Flory was on the floor, KU had a chance. He was the only player on the team in the first half who had a positive plus-minus differential. When he was on the floor for Kansas, he was a positive and gave them a chance to win. When he was not on the floor, they had a 0% chance of it. I know it. You know it. Now, I know it's not realistic for Flory to play all 40 minutes of the game, but you can't make the decision where you take him out for a six-minute stretch that ultimately created a deficit that KU was never going to be able to get out from under. When that run started to happen, that is when you trust your Hall of Fame coach to call a timeout, and you got to roll the dice a little bit. And Bill, to me, seemed a little bit afraid to roll the dice yesterday. If Flory fouls out, then he fouls out. But you got to give yourself a chance. And sitting your best player and really your only super productive player in the first half of the game, sitting him for such an extended period of time, really did KU win and created a deficit again that they just couldn't get out from under. Duke just has better players and more good players than KU does, especially if KU is not going to have their best player and their lottery pick on the floor. So using Flory in that way and you making the decision to take him out is near the top, Rob, in reasons why Kansas lost the game yesterday.
So I first and foremost agree. The swing in the game, the biggest transition, the biggest moment, and as a KU fan, I look back and say, oh, they lost the game. KU was leading with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Now, there's a lot of basketball left, but the minute Flory was watching the game from the front row is the minute Duke got hot. And then Duke extended the lead. They got up by 8 at halftime, and they pushed the lead at one point out to 10 points. Without Darren Peters, you're not coming back from 10 points against Duke. You're just not. It was admirable. It was good effort to get down to 4. I mean, I think they had a 3 at one point. But your best player is out. Your second best player basically was also out for the end of the first half. That wasn't good enough. To your first point, maybe this is me having a dose of KU fan copium, as the kids call it. But I felt the exact same way the media felt, you felt, the broadcast felt, and how every KU fan felt. Man, they built this roster. They had this whole offseason mantra of, we're going to build around Darren. Darren's not there. And now they're playing a top 15, top 10 type of team in Madison Square Garden without that guy. And I thought, I even joked yesterday, this could be hands and feet. Man, they had this game down to one possession with 4 minutes to go. It was a 3-point game. I don't know that KU is better than Duke, but in a 3-point game with 4 minutes to go, it's just about execution, who makes more shots, who makes more better plays. And KU just didn't have a guy that could go make plays. That's what stood out to me is when it's money time, when it's go get a bucket time, with Darren Peterson watching in street clothes or in warm-ups or whatever he was wearing, KU just doesn't have the ability to do that. So, again, maybe it's full copium by me, but I do credit Kansas's role players for sticking around with a team that has a guy that's going to be a top-5 pick in the draft, despite the fact I don't really see it with Boozer, but that's neither here nor there.
This is the last point that I make, and I'm sure we'll get back to KU in a bit. Bill Self has done an amazing job at KU. He has done as well as KU as almost any coach in the history of college basketball this side of John Wooden and Mike Krzyzewski. Seriously. Better than Bob Knight. You can go up and down the list. Better than Tom Izzo. Think of great college basketball coaches. Bill Self has been better at Kansas than 99.9 of them. If he lets Melvin Council shoot another 3, he should resign as the head coach of the University of Kansas. He should resign. I'm serious. He should absolutely resign. I don't ever want to see that kid shoot another 3. He can't. He is 1 of 13. And when he finally got one to go, his confidence level was so high. And in a game that was close and you needed good possessions, Melvin Council comes down the court and then thought he was Kobe Bryant after he made a 3. He killed him. You already had a small margin for error, right? Like, you already had a super small margin. You can't have one of your worst shooters just coming down the court and shot clock winding down and Kobe. No, stop it. I'm Bill. Melvin Council cannot take another 3 the rest of the season at Kansas. He can't. And the moment you see him take a three, I don't care what is happening in the game. I want you to call timeout, and I want you to instantly sub him out and tell him every single time you do this, you will come sit next to me. That's how you correct that problem. Please don't let him shoot anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.